Our next item is ordinance amendment, chapter 115, variances of manufactured homes.
Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, this one also got a lot of attention during the public hearing on it, and it was deferred so that I could talk to the other county attorney that drafted it. There was a lot of issues that came up. The first one that did come up during the testimony was, I think one member of the audience stated that Newcastle County has some square footage exemption for accessory buildings or sheds. In other words, if it was smaller than a certain size, you could basically put it anywhere. We researched that. I had my law clerk research it, and Newcastle County doesn't appear to have such an exemption. You know, everything's still got to comply with setbacks, et cetera. I mean, they have their own code, but there's no exemption based on square footage. The questions, like I said, sort of dealt with what's the intent of it. Does it apply to setbacks? Does it apply to building separation, et cetera? I talked to, as I said, the attorney who was involved and went back and read the minutes from the committee meetings, and it appears that from everything that I've been able to tell, it really deals primarily with building separation. So to give you the scenario, you've got one mobile home site with a shed that's been there that's permitted and it's legal. You've got somebody next door who wants to put a shed up. They go get a variance for their shed that makes it closer than it should be to the original shed. This proposed ordinance means that if the guy who had the original shed wants to replace his in the exact same place, but now his is too close because of the other guy, he doesn't have to go get a variance. It's basically as simple as that. What ended up coming out of that, though, is that to make what seems like simple clarifications and adding a few phrases to the proposed amendment, to make it make sense, it ended up with a rewrite of it. And I'll point out that it basically just switched the order of the words and the phrases around. It didn't really add anything to the intent, so it doesn't need to be re-advertised or go through the whole public hearing process. It's essentially the same thing. It just the intent's a little bit different. The other thing that we added so that it was consistent with the last one we just dealt with is that the initial shed has to have been previously permitted by Sussex County. The way it was drafted, it didn't have that requirement in it, just so there's consistency there. And really, that's about it. And like the other one, I have a proposed motion, if you want me to go ahead and read it on this one as well.
Sure.
Your pleasure. Okay. That proposed motion would be that the commission recommends approval of ordinance amendment chapter 115 variances, manufactured homes, based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, again, this amendment is the result of meetings or recommendations from a manufactured housing committee that included representatives from the county, park owners, and homeowners. Two, the amendment clarifies that a neighbor to a property that has received an approved variance for the location of an accessory structure does not need to apply for his or her own variance when he or she replaces their own accessory structure with one of the same size and as long as other setback requirements are met. And then this recommendation is subject to the following suggestions. A, there's an apparent typographical error in Section 1. It should refer to Section 115-211, not 115-121 as currently worded. However, the heading of the ordinance correctly refers to Section 115-211. B, council should consider inserting the words, quote, as previously permitted by Sussex County, close quote, to the ordinance. This would make it consistent with the requirements of the ordinance amendment for conditional uses of manufactured homes, which allows the replacement of an existing accessory building, but only if it was previously permitted by Sussex County. C, because the amendment still requires all setback requirements to be met and only avoids the need for a variance regarding building separation, this should be clarified. And as a result of those, it is D, suggested that the amendment be redrafted to incorporate these changes so that it now reads as follows, and that would be H, in a manufactured home park, if an adjoining site received a variance for building placement from Sussex County, no variance for building separation caused by the adjoining site's variance shall be required for the replacement of an existing accessory structure previously approved by Sussex County, as long as all setback requirements are met and the replacement structure is of the same size and on the same footprint.
So you have a combination of things there, if I may add something.
Yeah.
It meets the setback requirements.
Right.
There was a permit.
Right.
The permit was correct, but the placement was wrong. And it's happened a few times. So they had a 5-foot setback, and they placed it at 2 foot.
Mm-hmm.
If they get a replacement permit, they need to bring it back 2 to 5.
Yeah. Okay. They wouldn't need the variance for the separation, but they'd need to bring it back to the 5.
Right.
Right. Right. Or get a variance.
Get a variance.
Yeah.
Or attempt to.
Right. Right. That's what I mean. So, and just to follow that, because there was a question about this, it only deals with building separation. It doesn't exempt you from setbacks. And that was the intent of it.
Someone who would like to adopt this as their motion?
So moved.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of Ordinance Amendment Chapter 115, Variances of Manufactured Homes, for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Mr. Chair.
Carried.
Ditto.
Thank you. Motion carries 4-0 with Mr. Ross not voting.